The proposed plan to develop a waste transfer station on Bloomington's northwest side is stirring up controversy. County Council member Shelley Yoder originally sponsored the proposed transfer station's Department of Environmental Management permit. Yoder has since stepped down from that role and is succeeded by Bloomington engineer and architect Jeff Fanyo. The proposed solid waste transfer station, which would accept garbage from the county and sort it, is a project of Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling. The project drew scrutiny toward Yoder's position in Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling and is facing opposition from area residents. At the County Council's meeting on Wednesday, former IU Kelley School of Business professor and Angelina Road resident Dwight Worker says nearby businesses on the site were blindsided by the proposal.
I immediately that day began canvassing the neighborhood. I am batting 100% every place I go to signed. I walked into Print Pack, and this is not NIMBY in their backyard. This is 50 feet away in the front yard. They had no idea. Their jaws dropped. They said their attorneys are coming in. I went to Troyer Foods. They had no idea. Print Pack, $50 million. 220 high-paid manufacturing jobs, and this is not how we treat companies coming in here. Troyer is worried about contamination. PrintPak makes sterile food packaging. You attract a company here, and then you propose to put a garbage dumping site right in front of them. They feel that they have major basis for legal action if this goes through. Any contamination on there. Frito-Lay has made it very clear that they will move if this goes in. So there is a serious legal liability, and I understand business law, that you are taking a risk on right now.
After his time at the Monroe County Council's time was up, Worker threatened to block the entrance of any waste facility on Angelina Road near Vernal Pike with his and area farmers' tractors.
There will be nonviolent civil disobedience, including us blocking it with our tractors as farmers. That'll be a nice video for you arresting 70 and 80-year-old farmers who are trying to keep the neighborhood clean. We will not back off from this.
The proposed waste transfer station also raised concern among Ellettsville residents during their town council meeting on November 13th. Valerie DeWar was among a group of concerned Ellettsville residents who brought their concerns to the town council meeting.
Highlighted on your flyer is a notice that at least 200 tons of trash would be taken to Terre Haute daily using Highway 46 through our town. We estimate that that's about 10 trucks two times a day coming both ways through town. Secondly, and perhaps even more of a concern long term, is the fact that the runoff water is in the Jack's Defeat Creek watershed.
DeWar is concerned about what she termed undetermined elements in the runoff from the transfer site. Council members Bryce Teeter, Scott Oldham, and Scott Thomas did not comment on the proposed transfer station or DeWar's concerns. Council members Kevin Ferris and Scott Mobley were absent.